everyone, Annette Aneda here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Aneda. Today we're on What is the Ego, and we're on lesson 334.
What is the ego? The ego is idolatry, the sign of limited and separated self, born in a body, doomed to suffer and to end its life in death. This is the will that sees the will of God as enemy and takes a form in which it is denied. The ego is the proof that strength is weak and love is fearful. Life is really death, and what opposes God alone is true.
The ego is insane. In fear, it stands beyond the everywhere, apart from all, in separation from the infinite. In its insanity, it thinks it has become a victor over God himself. And in its terrible autonomy, it sees the will of God has been destroyed. It dreams of punishment and trembles at the figures in its dream, its enemies who seek to murder it before it can ensure its safety by attacking them.
The Son of God is egoless. What can he know of madness and the death of God when he abides in him? What can he know of sorrow and of suffering when he lives in eternal joy? What can he know of fear and punishment, of sin and guilt, of hatred and attack, when all there is surrounding him is everlasting peace? Forever conflict-free and undisturbed, in deepest silence and tranquility.
To know reality is not to know the ego and its thoughts, its works, its acts, its laws and its beliefs, its dreams and hopes, its plans for its salvation, and the cost belief in it entails. In suffering, the price for faith in it is so immense that crucifixion of the Son of God is offered daily at its darkened shrine, and blood must flow before the altar where its sickly followers prepare its feast of death.
Yet will one lily of forgiveness change the darkness into light, the altar to illusions to the shrine of life itself, and peace will be restored forever to the holy minds which God created as his Son, his dwelling place, his joy, his love, completely his, completely one with him. What is the ego?
Lesson 334. Today I claim the gifts forgiveness gives. I will not wait another day to find the treasures which my Father offers me. Illusions must be vain, and dreams are gone even while they are woven out of thoughts that rest on false perception. Let me not accept such meager gifts again today. God's voice is offering the peace of God to all who hear and choose to follow him. This is my choice today, and so I go to find the treasures God has given me.
I seek but the eternal, for your Son can be content with nothing less than this. What then can be his solace but what you are offering to his bewildered mind and frightened heart, to give him certainty and bring him peace? Today I would behold my brother sinless. This your will for me, for thus will I behold my sinlessness. Lesson 334, today I claim the gifts forgiveness gives. I have been reading this whole, the last few days with self-forgiveness, like really trying to, all forgiveness is self-forgiveness. Today I claim the gifts self-forgiveness gives.
I've really liked how you've added that in.
Yeah, and I'm doing that again today because that's really helping me too.
Well, it's so important because we have in A Course in Miracles, this can get could feel a little out there. When we talk about projection, like, so if I'm witnessing whatever's going on in the world, I wouldn't say, oh, there's this direct one for one, because, oh yeah, that must be in me. But it's really just if I see the you outside of me, it's just reflecting the ego that's in me.
Okay, so let's just slow down just a little bit. Could we unpack that just a little bit? Because if you're not used
to yes.
projection, you wouldn't know what you just said.
I can see it in your eyes. You're like,
oh. Well, like one for one. What do you explain what you mean by that?
Okay, so if I witness a murder or drunk driving, that doesn't mean there's murder or drunk driving in me. But those egoic actions, if you take it all the way back down to content, remember, there's only two contents, love or fear, or love and ego. If you take those contents, fear-based contents, then that reflects that there's a fear-based content in me.
Yes, and all of that is present within the sonship.
Correct.
There's drunk driving, there's murder, there's all of the various forms of fear within the sonship.
Right. And that's where I don't mean it's a one for one, because some people, when
by one for one, you mean
when some people talk about projection, they say if you see a murder, like just even on TV or something like that, and are upset, that's because there's murder inside of you. And when I say one for one, that's like a murder for murder within yourself.
Right.
And I'm saying, well, in A Course in Miracles, they have this line, you're solving your problems through fantasy. So if you see someone else trying to solve their problems through fantasy, solve their problems through the ego, that's actually reflecting you solving your problems, trying to solve your problems through ego-based thought as well.
But not necessarily the same ego-based form.
Correct.
Just content of fear.
Absolutely correct. And that's where that's why I say it's not one for one. It's not one for one is shorthand for all of that. And so I love that you bring in this concept of self-forgiveness to these lessons, because if we take all that we just said and realized, well, I'm forgiving my false perception. I'm forgiving undoing my ego thought system or the ego thought system within me. That's actually what forgiveness is for. Even though forgiveness many times is taken, oh, from me to you, you to me, something outside of ourselves, we really have to bring forgiveness close to home and forgive ourselves, maybe for the specific actions, but it's more so by forgiving ourselves for not seeing ourselves as God sees us.
So what do you, how do you, there's this, the middle section of that first paragraph that you read, let me not accept such meager gifts again today. Those are the meager gifts from the ego thought system. God's voice is offering the peace of God to all who hear and choose to follow him. This is my choice today. And so I go to find the treasures God has given me. So what I get from that, and I was wondering, like we were talking, it's been some long days. Was it just yesterday that, you know, we really need to choose to let the ego go.
Right.
And so here it is, God's voice is offering the peace of God to me, all who hear and choose to follow him. So it's us making a conscious choice to choose love.
Right. When I think of these, let me not accept such meager gifts again today. So maybe you were a kid and this happened to you, where someone would say, oh, you can either have 5 quarters or $1 $20 bill. And then a kid, be not really understanding how money works, chooses 5 quarters because there's 5 of them over 1 bill. And that's what I think of when I think of meager gifts. Like we think, oh, the ego offers all this, what looks to be these shiny things, and great, and they look plentiful and many, but they're really not worth as much as what love offers.
That's good. So that's what you think of with meager?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. So would you mind if we went back to the first paragraph?
I would love
what
it.
What is
I would love it because we just talked about what's our definition of idolatry? Like the ego is idolatry, and that's as far as we got.
Okay, so then the next part of that sentence. So the ego is idolatry. We did that yesterday.
You read a half of a sentence.
And then we have this part here. The sign of limited and separated self. I always think, is that a typo?
Which part?
Because I would want it to say, or think it would say, the sign of a limited and separated self. But since it doesn't say a, I'm thinking it is really once again showing us that it's not the individual aspects. It's really just the ego is the sign of limited and separated self.
Well, if we take off the and separated part, because remember, let's go back to our English classes, our English lessons. So if you have, so the sign of limited and separated self, well, that's basically saying the sign of limited self and separated self. And just think of what we were talking about. I think it was just yesterday where the ego really is such a limited self. The ego, all ego offers is conflict.
Right.
Like we have other lessons that outline what the ego is all about, but you know, we don't have to go back through and we have a lot just right here in this one. So we have the ego is the will that sees the will of God as enemy and takes a form in which it is denied. The ego is the proof that strength is weak and love is fearful. Life is really death, and what opposes God alone is true. So that was just one paragraph. So think of what a limited self that actually is.
Yeah, right. And then to go on, the ego is insane. In fear, it stands beyond the everywhere, apart from all, in separation from the infinite. In its insanity, it thinks it has to become a victor over God himself. And in its terrible autonomy, talking about the ego, it sees, and it's the sees in quotes, so it's not this, it's the seeing as God sees. It sees the will of God has been destroyed. It dreams of punishment and trembles at the figures in its dreams. Its quote-unquote enemies who seek to murder it before it can ensure its safety by attacking them. It was one of those days, early days during this section, that we said that what is the ego seems kind of dark.
Mm-hmm.
And
like a heavier feel to it.
Well, yeah, to me it has a heavier feel, and it has the feel for me of like always being on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Well, that's exactly how the ego lives. So you remember from the introduction to A Course in Miracles that we are just here to learn to remove the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. In another lesson, we learned that love is our natural inheritance. If we were to remove those blocks to the awareness of love's presence, the love would just come rushing in like a broken dam. And so the ego has to be on the defense all the time. Because if it lets its guard down, love just comes rushing in.
Hmm. And that's really fitting for what paragraph 3. The Son of God, which we are the Son of God,
mm-hmm.
is ego-less. So even though we can feel like we've lived our whole entire lives in the ego thought system, that's just the aspect of the sonship that we're identifying with now, and we haven't realized as yet that we are just the Son of God. then there's only one. So the Son of God is egoless. What can he know of madness and the death of God when he abides in God? It says in him, but it's the capital H him. So if you don't have the book, you wouldn't know that. But it's, what can he, the Son of God, know of madness and the death of God when the Son of God abides in God? What can he know of sorrow and of suffering when he lives in eternal joy? So the other day when we're talking about choosing the Holy Spirit thought system, when we choose the Holy Spirit thought system, we're not coming from the place of really being defensive and just being in conflict. Mm-hmm. We're coming from the place of love.
Right. Bringing us to these first few lessons that there is no conflict, for my will is yours. Fear binds the world, forgiveness sets it free. Yesterday's forgiveness ends the dream of conflict here. We have to get past that conflict of kind of being in one world and trying to be in the love world, like being in the ego world and being in a love-based world, and we just keep going back and forth on that.
So let's say you're listening to this podcast and you haven't listened to all the rest.
Okay.
I would recommend going and listening to all the rest, but let's say you didn't. And you're just hearing this for the first time. It does sound a bit foreign.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, my experience has been that there's something inside of us that does know the truth.
Yep. That's exactly what A Course in Miracles says. There is something in you that knows.
And so this Holy Spirit thought system that we're talking about isn't also some, you know, something that's way out away from us that we have to try to convince it to come to us, or we have to be perfect little girls and boys, and so the Holy Spirit will take pleasure on us and then say, oh yes, I'll come and visit you, or I'll listen to you. The A Course in Miracles teaches that the Holy Spirit it's our Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's our inner teacher. And it's that in what is salvation, the thought of peace was given to God's Son the instant that his mind had thought of war. So it's this thought of peace. It's this thought of love. It's the thought of truth. Salvation is a promise made by God that you would find your way to him at last. It cannot but be kept. So, you know, I think it's really important for us when we're talking about, you know, like even here, what can he, the Son of God, know of sorrow and of suffering when he lives in eternal joy? What can he know of fear and punishment, of sin and guilt, of hatred and attack, when all there is surrounding him is everlasting peace, forever conflict-free and undisturbed? It's not, you know, I don't have to go to a different country to find it, or a different state if you live in the United States. I don't have to go anywhere else to find it. It's already inside of us.
And that's actually what's missing from so much of spirituality. Not really any one religion specifically, but so much of spirituality is about trying to connect with whether it's an essence or an entity outside of ourselves. When really, the spirituality that we are guided towards in A Course in Miracles is all about finding that Holy Spirit that's in us, not in us physically, but that resides in our consciousness at all times. It's not beyond us. It's not distant. It's right here, right now. And all we have to do is access it.
It's right here, right now. Whether we've been naughty or nice, let's yep. say. It's almost
yeah.
the holidays. It's the holidays now, I guess you'd say, technically. Mm-hmm. It's like we can't lose it.
No.
We can ignore it, but we can't lose it.
Right. It's like if we put it in the shed or we put it in the closet and it's not going away, it's not crumbling and rotting or anything like that. It's just waiting for us to clean that closet out and say, oh, I forgot about this.
Yeah. So let's continue this conversation tomorrow.
I love that.
I'm wishing you a wonderful day. Getting back to our lesson here, lesson 334. Today, I claim the gifts self-forgiveness gives. And I'm saying that because all forgiveness is self-forgiveness. See you tomorrow.
See you then.